Do you feel like you'll never be married? Are you lonely? Or are you just tired of waiting for a husband? Dr. Stephanie Ricks, inspirational speaker and author of Prayers of a Single Woman, will give you encouraging words, scriptures, and motivation to live your best life while waiting on the husband God has for you.
Hi, ladies, and welcome to the Dr. Stephanie Show. Again, this is Season 2, Episode 3, Making and Spending Time with God. Now, as a Christian single woman, you should manage your time wisely, meaning your time management should be intentional. You don't have a husband, therefore your concern should be solely on building a relationship with God. Now, I know some of us have children, and having children is a handful. Trust me, I know, because I have a 15-year-old son. So we have to manage our time around our children as well. But if you're a single woman, you don't have a man to take your focus off of God. Your focus should be solely on God. As a matter of fact, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 7:32 through 34a, "But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife." There is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. Paul is telling us that we as single women have to be holy, or must or should want the desire of being holy both in body and spirit. He is telling us how important it is that we should spend time with God during our singleness. The majority of the time when we get into relationships, our focus is on our man, so much so that we forget about spending time with God. We get so caught up in his goals and what it is that he wants to do with his life that spending time with God isn't a priority anymore. For example, before you got into a relationship, you may have had your morning prayers and meditation with God and your afternoon Bible study with God. But now, since you are in a relationship, you are so occupied with pleasing the man that you fit God in wherever you see that he needs to be, when in actuality, God should be first and in the center of everything. Most of the time when we first meet someone or first meet our man, we try our best to be chosen by him. And it's almost like our subconscious mind is screaming, "Pick me, pick me. I'm a Christian woman. I have a career. I can cook and clean. I have graduated. And I can support you with all of your dreams." And your attention goes towards proving to him that you are worth being a wife. We didn't have to prove anything to God for him to love us. We don't have to go the extra mile or go out of our way for God to choose us. He has already given us grace and mercy. He has already chosen us to be his children. So why do you feel as though you have to go out of your way to be chosen by a man? The goal is to have a continual growing in the body of Christ with or without a relationship. If you're in a relationship that's taking you away from spending time with God, you need to reevaluate that relationship. But before you do that, I have two questions for you. Question number one, before you were in a relationship, did you have a set time that you spend time with God? Question number two, at the beginning of the relationship, did you communicate with your man that you have had set times throughout the day that you spend with God? For question number one, if you never set a time with spending quality time with God, I would suggest that you start right now setting that time with God and let your man know, "I am trying to build my relationship with God, and these are the times that I'm going to spend with him so that I can draw closer to him." Communication is valuable. Letting your man know that you cherish your relationship with God and you don't want to compromise it shows your character and who you truly are. It also communicates to him that he is expected to do the same. Now, with that being said, the majority of times when we meet men, 9 times out of 10 or 8 times out of 10, he does not have a local church home. He's not a prayer warrior, or he doesn't pray. He doesn't spend time with God, or he may not even know God. And I know this because I am a 38-year-old single woman. So I know how it is going out, you know, meeting guys and going on dates. They care more about their career and building their bank account than they do with spending time with God and getting to know God and becoming a Christian man. In 1 Corinthians 7:14, it states, "For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but now they are holy." Now, the problem here is that we are not wives. So what should we do when we meet someone who doesn't know God and we truly want him to start spending time with God? Well, first, you start by leading by example. And if he wants to be a part of your life, he will jump on board with learning about God and who he is. It is not your job to change the man. As a matter of fact, you cannot change him. Only God can change him. And if you do try to change him, he will probably resent you and resist it. You just simply tell him that spending time with God is your lifestyle, and you cannot compromise your lifestyle for him or anyone else. Now, how do you make time with God? First, you commit to it in your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul that you are determined to spend quality time with God. I said quality time because regardless if it's 5 minutes or 5 hours, it should not be rushed. Number two, have topics that you want to focus on. Once you have those topics, find the scriptures that best fit those topics. It is always good to read the book in which the scripture is in its entirety, or at least read the chapter so that you could have a clear understanding of the context and the content. Number three, set a time and stick with that time. God looks forward to speaking to us, for us to rest in him and abide in him. He looks forward to the quality time that we have with him. And number four, commit your time with a fast. This way you can totally focus on him. If you feel as though fasting is something that you have never done, or you just don't think that you can do it, pray about it first and ask God to take away the thought of food during the time that you spend with him. And number five, have a journal so that you can write down all of your prayers and all of the messages that you have from God. Now, Ephesians 5:15-17 states, "See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Right here, the Bible is telling us to make best use of our time. Are you making best use of your time when you're putting God second in your life? Are you making best use of your time when you only go to God when you have a problem? Now, if you look at Proverbs 3:6, the Bible states, "In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." Now, when you are spending time with God in the morning times, in the afternoon times, in the evening, at night, you are acknowledging him and he will direct your path. He will give you a clear vision as to what it is that you need to do, where you need to go, how you need to act in this situation. But you have to acknowledge him and you have to spend that time with him. You are acknowledging that he is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and he is Lord over your life. Now, Colossians 4:5 says, "Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time." That goes back to me telling you all at the beginning of this episode that you have to lead by example. Paul asks believers to interact with those in the world with wisdom, meaning tell other people about how you are spending time with God. If you're with someone and you want him to grow in Christ, teach him in a subtle way as to the ways that you have spent time with God and how it has been beneficial in your life. Now, why is spending time with God important during this singleness? It is important because God will give you a clear vision about your relationship. You will also have an established foundation with God that cannot be broken even when you enter into a relationship. And it will help you be a better woman for your man once you become his wife.
Thank you so much for listening today. For more information or to contact Dr. Stephanie, visit her on social media at @TheDrStephanie.